Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Folks, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. Ted Nugent's going to be calling in the next 5 minutes or so. And if you just heard me mention, the governor said they'll arrest Ted Nugent and this congressman. If they come to New York, it blocks the quarantine, but Antifa can riot and attack police. And so they canceled a pro-police rally. And again, you could go there and, you know, let them come after Ted Nugent. The point is that the organizers shut it down, so Ted Nugent didn't go to it. That's how the communists have us paralyzed. And that's why the L.A. mayor says, it's good if you protest the police. Just no one else can, you know, protest, though, anything else. Only communists are allowed to protest. And they're all just teaching you these major contradictions. This is done in psych warfare. This is done to train you to accept garbage. You're not supposed to like it. You're supposed to learn to accept it, that it's peaceful to run up to you in a car and shoot you in the head. Now, here's a very powerful report before we go to Ted Nugent, since we're getting that Greg Reese put together, called Everyone Will Soon Test Positive for COVID. And it shows all the CDC documents. Well, just see it for yourself. This is Beyond Critical Bandai Video.
We know that the prescribed PCR tests are not detecting the COVID-19 genome. According to the CDC's own literature, the tests do not rule out bacterial infection or other viruses. They are detecting all varieties of coronavirus, including the common cold, and counting it as COVID-19. And it has been pointed out for months that the geographical locations experiencing the most cases of COVID also seem to have active 5G technology. After a video went viral in which David Icke suggested that 5G is somehow responsible for positive cases of COVID-19, YouTube deleted it and began deleting all videos on the subject, including a video we made that pointed out how on October 31st of 2019, Wuhan, China became the first major test bed of 5G technology. In late June, a new scientific research paper entitled 5G Technology and Induction of Coronavirus in Skin Cells was published. This paper gives a scientific explanation of the relationship between 5G technology and the coronavirus. Unlike 4G or other radio waves, the 5G millimeter waves can penetrate the nucleus of a cell. The DNA then acts as an inductor. It reacts to the 5G waves by producing an electromagnetic field. Like a shadow, the shape of the electromagnetic field reflects the hexagonal and pentagonal shapes of the DNA base pairs. This electromagnetic field produces holes in the cellular liquid. Hexagonal, pentagonal voids are created in the nucleoplasm. And to remedy this disturbance, extra bases are created to fill the voids. These bases then join together to produce coronavirus-like structures within the cell, which the PCR test will read as a positive case of COVID-19. The exosome. The exosome was discovered in 1983. Exosomes are created naturally within the cell to clean and repair cellular damage. Both exosomes and COVID-19 are the same size and shape. They both have the same ACE2 receptor, and they both contain RNA. Exosomes behave and appear the same as a virus. Some scientists even claim that the so-called virus is in fact the exosome. Since the discovery of the exosome, over 200 microbiologists have been murdered, committed suicide, or died in a suspicious manner. If you question this mystery, you are undoubtedly labeled a conspiracy theorist. And if you question the current unproven virus theory, you are labeled a science denier. The only socially acceptable solution that you are allowed to accept is an experimental vaccine that will alter your DNA, which ultimately raises the question, who owns your body? for InfoWars.com. This is Greg Reese.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. Coming up, Ted Nugent.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I got a lot of questions for Ted Nugent at this critical time with 99 days out from the election on this Sunday, July 26th. Check an hour of the live broadcast. And I went to him just during the one-minute break, and I said, what do you want to hit first? He said, everything in our lifetimes has been building towards what is happening now. This is America fighting for its life. Ted Nugent joins us to talk about a story that I'm reading out of Law Enforcement Today. And I went and looked at the local news. They are proudly announcing that the governor said in New York, you're not allowed to have a pro-police rally. The state police help, you're fired. If cops come out, you're fired. You don't have speech, but the communists, everybody else do. And you've seen de Blasio on TV saying, oh, communists have rights, but nobody else does because they're so special. This is the death of America. And the headline says it all. Today we lost America, and it gets into the situation. I don't think we've lost America yet, but if we keep living on our laurels, it's over. So, the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent, joins us to cover the waterfront. Thanks for coming on short notice.
My pleasure, Alex. I'm here to celebrate the good, but it's not easy to find right now. There's an awful lot of bad and ugly, but I really get the unique and humbling experience to maximize the good with the best of the best hardworking American families every day of my life. But I was just returning from New York, where another great family spent a fortune to get me and the good senator, good congressman Clay Higgins, to a pro-law enforcement rally, a pro-law and order rally, the biggest one. It was purported to be the biggest pro-law enforcement, law and order rally in the history of America. They were expecting over 10,000 people because Uncle Ted was going to bring my six-string weapon of mass construction and perform a fire-breathing, star-spangled banner for the troops and boost their morale at a time where the Marxist, Democrat, Antifa, MS-13, Black Lives Matter monsters have destroyed the morale of the law enforcement sheepdog heroes across this country. Most heartbreakingly, Alex, we witness the great heroes of the New York Police Department. So we were ready to go. Like I said, my buddy jetted us up there. I had the guitar and amp. We had the good congressman. We had great, great law enforcement heroes and their families gathering. And I literally was threatened by Governor Cuomo and his hand-picked Marxist Health Department Nazis, that if I set foot in New York to play the national anthem and thank the law enforcement heroes, if I dare enter his communist New York area, I would be put under house arrest and quarantine for 14 days, thereby destroying the only chance to have a morale boost by the heroes of the NYPD, and boy, are they pissed.
And I'm just speechless at this point that he literally says, communists can march, you can attack the police, they beat up the police commissioner, and the news called it peaceful. I mean, this is crazy. And then now, you'll be arrested, you'll be placed on house arrest, you'll be kidnapped if you try to come play the national anthem. This is next level.
You know, we've known each other a long time, Alex, and we've seen just indescribable, bizarre levels of criminal corruption and abuse of power by every alphabet soup, you know, government bureaucracy. I mean, who the hell trusts the CDC? Do you know anybody that trusts the CDC? How
No.
about the James Comey, J. Edgar Hoover, Al Capone FBI punks that obeyed an order to have a commando brown shirt Gestapo attack on Roger Stone's house? Really? You gotta bring machine guns to arrest Roger Stone? And here's the horror of it. These soulless, dickless sheep of the FBI obeyed the immoral order. That's what's frightening. Now, I know a bunch of guys in the FBI. In fact, I went up there to New York with some good heroes of the FBI, and God, are they pissed off. So any alphabet soup bureaucracy in the United States government right now, whether it's the IRS...
It's just like America. It's divided. It's got the America-hating globalist in it that ran the attempted coup against Trump, and then it's got the good guys, but the bad guys are getting more and more control, and we've got to rout them because they're not Americans. The Democrats openly now say they don't want the country to exist. And so law enforcement, everybody else has to decide, which side are you on? Are you crazy? They want to bring the country down. This is insane.
Yeah, you know, there were six bureaucrats, soulless punks, traitors, get glaringly guilty of treason. Their names are Kevin Abrahams, Sila Boyne, Kerry Salagas, Deborah Mule, Ellen Burnham, and Arnie Drucker. They signed a lie, a hate, stinking lie, that, dig this, that Ted Nugent is a racist, a homophobe, and an anti-Semite. You know, I was wondering, Alex, maybe they should have probably talked to some of my black, gay, or Jewish friends before they made those nasty...
They know it's all lies. They're the ones engaged in race baiting.
Sure, and here's the thing. What worse thing can a human do to another human than to falsely accuse and officially make a government document lying with that level of hate? And they're doing it with impunity. And again, you know, Alex, I got to tell you, my buddy flew me back home, and I got out my bow and arrow and my fishing rod, and I spent a wonderful couple days with my dogs on my miraculous paradise here in Texas. So they didn't hurt Ted Nugent at all. I mean, are you kidding me? What can they possibly do to me? And I'll tell you what, nothing. But you know what they hurt? They hurt the spirit and the morale of the New York Police Department heroes and their families.
Well, that's the next thing is they're open season. The left wants to brutalize the police, not to get rid of them, but to take them over. Can you imagine the left when the Antifa is now going to have the badges and the guns? Because that's the goal of this.
You know, I got to tell you, the leader of the Democrat Party has made it perfectly clear. I mean, in between her felonies, you know, you don't need to read this, you need to sign it. Then Nancy Pelosi committed a felony on TV, ripping up your and my State of the Union address right there on TV. And she hasn't been tackled and handcuffed
yet. Historic document, yeah.
The point is, she, leading the Democrat Party, went into a tirade trying to find value and goodness in MS-13.
She said, Alex, all God's children.
Alex, what planet are these Democrats and the... By the way, there's no difference between Democrats, Antifa, MS-13, the jihadists, and the Black Lives Matter. They're dedicated to destroy the very...
Well, that's my next question for you. I know we only got you one more segment here, and I appreciate the time on this Sunday. The Democrats are now saying, Schiff is now saying, Pelosi, all of them, that Trump's a dictator, and that if he challenges the election, they say they're going to challenge it regardless, if there's a 2000 argument, that the Pentagon's going to remove Trump, and that anyone that stands with Trump will, quote, be put in prison. That's the Washington Post headline. So they're now planning a hot coup against the president. How do you think we counter this?
Well, I hope everybody writes this down. I got to come back on. We got to repeat this. Everybody listen. HuntTheVote.org. I'll say it again. HuntTheVote.org. You don't have to pay any money. We already got the money behind it. You need to register and vote if you believe in God, family, country, Constitution, and freedom. HuntTheVote.org.
And you got to get a bunch of other people off their butt to vote.
This revolution will be won on November 3rd, 2020. HuntTheVote.org. I'm telling you, it sounds ridiculously simple because it is. HuntTheVote.org. Just register and get to the
Absolutely. We've got to go to break. We'll do one more segment. Again, please come back for longer in the week because things are so hot. With 99 days left, we got 40 seconds to break. But what happens if Trump gets reelected? I think he will, but what are they going to do next?
Well, we've seen where the Antifa operates with impunity, and Trump is already mobilizing counter forces. You know, how dare the president bring in troops to bring back law and order as the Democrat mayors and governors go, no, no, don't stop the arsonists, don't stop the rioters, don't stop the murderers and the assault. No, Mr. President, you must let them destroy my cities. I don't know how to process that information. So what's going to happen is that when we once again prove that God, family, country wins the election on November 3rd, the savages are going to be corralled and put in cages where they belong.
There's going to be a reckoning. I agree. Ted Nugent is our guest. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Ted Nugent years ago on Fox News playing the Star Spangled Banner. Now the NFL's talking about getting rid of it entirely, and the American flag's bad. Ted Nugent, this is an attempt to overthrow the country, and you told me before we went on air that this is the moment of history. This is the attempt to take down the country. Can you elaborate on that? And then you were talking off air to me about how angry you are about the footage of them burning the outside with all the fire and all the smoke and all the things flying around and coordinated with SHIELDs attacking the federal officers and trying to break in with hatchets and then hitting them in the face with hatchets and clubs. And this is all called peaceful, and the mainstream media covers it up. And as you were saying, you were watching CBS this morning, and you saw the editing for yourself of footage you've seen online that shows them attacking. This is premeditated evil from the establishment trying to break down law and order. Ted Nugent.
Well, Alex, I think I have a reasonable and accurate overview of what we have here in the United States of America in 2020. I was born in Detroit in 1948 when it was universally known as the Arsenal of Democracy. A lot of people don't know that because they went to school in America. But Detroit was the Arsenal of Democracy. And the way the Nugent family conducts our life, we continue in our homes to be the Arsenal of Democracy. But I was there in 67 when all my buddies, all my black musician friends, we always jammed together and collaborated. We always hung out together. And I had friends of every imaginable ethnicity and color and creed and walk of life. And then in 67, they burnt down the city. The rioters went berserk and burnt down their own city, this beautiful architecture. So I have a good perspective of the goodwill and the positive brotherhood that existed amongst all of us in Detroit. And then a lunatic fringe segment went nuts, much like precursors to Antifa. Then I was in Los Angeles in 92 when the Rodney King verdict came in. And once again, the idiots committed cultural suicide and destroyed their own neighborhoods and lives and viciously attacked and murdered people. So what I'm seeing today, it breaks my heart to admit, but it's bigger and worse and uglier and more evil. And it's best presented by the propaganda ministry of the network, news state network television stations, and all, pretty much all of them except Fox, and Fox is no angel, believe me, but compared to the rest of them, they almost appear to be. But I watched CBS this morning where they showed, you know, with this harsh accusation against the troops going after rioters, you know, the people, they called them peaceful protesters. Peaceful protesters don't destroy buildings, they don't have Molotov cocktails, they don't kill retired cops, and they don't wear helmets and have weapons on them. That's not a peaceful protest. But the way the propaganda ministry twists it, if you're dumb enough and if you're stoned or drunk enough or just mentally deranged enough, I suppose you can buy into that Antifa might actually be anti-fascist when they actually are the fascists, and Black Lives Matter has absolutely nothing to do with black lives.
And by the way, while you're talking, we're showing footage from just 2 days ago of them burning the outside of the courthouse. There's even more dramatic footage. I mean, this is crazy. And I have video after video of them randomly running out on highways and shooting at random vehicles. I have footage of them jumping on an old lady's car, trying to pull her out of the car in Austin last night. And the media says this is good. A bunch of thugs attacking old ladies. What in the hell has happened to the left? They have gone completely crazy. Or were they always this nuts?
they've always been this nuts, but it's reached a new peak because of the tolerance to their escalating danger, their escalating insanity, their escalating corruption, their escalating criminality. And again, when you got the Speaker of the House committing felonies on TV and trying to find worth and loving value in MS-13, that's a green light and an open door to go ahead and be as nasty and rotten and dangerous and evil as you want to be, because the Democrats, we got your back. Antifa, we're with you. And if that doggone President Trump tries to stop you from burning down the city, we're going to try to stop him, because we like it when you burn down the city. So, and again, what they said about me being a racist and a homophobe and an anti-Semite, Alex, I've been surrounded by blacks and Jews my entire life. They own every record company. They're my producers. They're my friends. They're my musicians. They're my promoters. They're my bandmates. It's unbelievable the depth of dishonesty and hate. And once again, I'm going to read their names up in New York. They are just evil. Kevin Abrahams and Sila Boyne, Terry Sulligis, Deborah Mule, Ellen Burnham, and Arnie Drucker lied and falsely accused me of those nasty conditions while they continue with their support for arson, murder, assault, rape, and total terrorism. So this really is the planet of the cuckoo's nest, and I couldn't be more proud to have that level of evil people hate me. It proves I might even be better than I think I am.
Well, last time you were on, your wife, she's absolutely right, especially in these times. We've got to stay focused and just appreciate God and family and not get too upset. I get too upset, and I know it upsets you, but at a certain point, those of us that have been upset have been holding back the total takeover. I think a lot of people that have been on the fence now know that this New World Order takeover, this communist takeover is real, but they're wondering, what can they do? Well, go vote. Register others to vote. Speak out. Stand up. Run for office locally. Go to your city council. Speak out against Antifa and BLM. All of us have to have our voices heard. Call into talk radio. Call into C-SPAN. Call to your members of Congress and tell them that you support law and order. It's really just all of us, the silent majority, have to stop being silent. Is that accurate, Ted Nugent?
That's 100% the dream of the founding fathers, that this is an experiment in self-government where every American has a moral and spiritual obligation to be engaged in the process of determining who will represent we the people constitutionally. The pillars of God, family, country, individual freedoms from God. If you don't hammer that home to your elected employees, and if you don't vote for God, family, and country, then the Antifa thinks you're one of them. That's how nasty it is. I have a Monday and Thursday night Ted Nugent Spirit Campfire every week. It's broadcast on my Facebook and all over social media. But my God, after this debacle by Cuomo and all the liberal Democrat Antifa MS-13 Black Lives Matter terrorists in New York, the real heartbreak are those heroes of law enforcement and the NYPD and their families who feel spat upon, who feel bludgeoned by the people in charge, because they're the Cuomos and the de Blasios and the health department and even the upper echelon, the police commissioner and some of the Police Benevolent Association turncoats. They've turned on the men and women of the NYPD, and it's, Alex, it's in almost every jurisdiction across this
country. That's right. They've sided with the globalist takeover because they think America's done, and they've sided with the wrong side. And good police officers have to stay in there because they want to run you out. They want to have a takeover. TedNugent.com is also a place to find everything Ted Nugent. Ted, join us soon in the next few weeks as all this develops, because there's so much to talk about. I'm sure you can go on for another hour. Thank you so much, and say hi to your family for me.
Thanks. HuntTheVote.org, everybody. God bless real America.
God bless you. There goes Ted Nugent, banned from New York by Cuomo. But commies and Antifa, they can do whatever the hell they want.
Storable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns on a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality herbal food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your herbal food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Can you believe how we've been trained to not leave our houses when we're told, wear a mask even though it's all a fraud? And then I was watching a Joe Rogan clip yesterday, because it was all over the news. Joe Rogan's moving to Texas. You know, I told you that a couple months ago, remember? And of course, Joe won't say where he's moving in Texas. He's, I guess, lengthening out the announcement that he's already moved to Texas. Oh, wait, I'm just joking. And I wonder where he moved in Texas. But I don't know, Spotify went completely crazy when Joe told me I could say all that stuff. But then I kind of elaborated on it and kind of added some hyperbole, probably. Because, you know, I took what Joe said as, wow, he's standing up to YouTube, standing up to censors. you know, the stuff he told me. But I'm not going to pontificate on that right now because it's part of a larger story that I want to hit at the start of the next segment. But I will play the clip of Joe talking about moving to Texas, because then he and his guests talk about, you know, is COVID really bad? And the New York Times guy's like, oh, Texas is now wearing masks because they figured out they were wrong. It's really bad. No, they're passed laws with $2,000 fines in places like Austin, if you don't. People are also online going, why does Jones sell a COVID mask with InfoWars on it if he doesn't think it's real? Well, A, I do believe it's real. We pioneered exposing it was man-made. It's meant to infect everyone so you can all be suspect. And so Bill Gates can patent a vaccine to bring you. And that's all being confirmed now. And if you've got to wear the mask, have an InfoWars.com on it so you can educate people and use their own suppression they're using against you on them. But the reason I'm kicking this to the last segment is I forgot to tell the great crew that's been putting up with me tonight to find some clips of Sharia police in Saudi Arabia or in Iran, Shiite and Sunni. There's footage everywhere of burqa police or hijab police arresting women that aren't wearing face coverings. And then we've got footage of people being arrested or ticketed for not wearing masks or not wearing it correctly. There's always more, more, more they want to get your submission. So literally, Fauci is the hijab burqa police. So we'll get some of those clips together, and then I'll respond to what Joe Rogan's guest had to say coming up next segment. Joe is bucking the mask. He knows it's a bunch of bull. He knows the virus is way overblown. I had a long talk with him a few weeks ago, but I'm going to leave it at that. But Joe is very influential, and so I'd like to educate his listeners. And when we do respond to Joe, things on the show that goes viral, and so I can kind of piggyback on there and educate some people before it's too late. So that's coming up next segment. But let me hit this right now since I said I would do it. And maybe we'll take this little clip and put it at the end of the segment when we put out the last segment of the last hour where I was talking about this. Alexander Solzhenitsyn was sent for many, many years to a frozen slave camp, what he called the Gulag Archipelago, and the little islands all across the frozen tundra landscape. And he came out and wrote a best-selling book titled Gulag Archipelago. And here is a quote from the Gulag Archipelago, 1918 to 1956. And how we burned in the camps later, thinking what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if, during periods of the mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, pawing with terror at every bang on the downstairs door, at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else they had. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. If we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, we purely and simply deserve everything that happened afterward. Now, that's when the commies came in and took over the government with rioters and burning, and then they got the government, the police, and military to capitulate. Okay, you're the boss. And then they took over Moscow. It took them 2 years to take over, really 5 years, the rest of the country. And then they just started raping and killing and murdering. And they're modeling all of it off of this and what Mao did in China. And Kim Jong-un and, you know, his father and grandfather, they set up the same system. And Xi Jinping denounced his own father. His sister was beaten to death in front of him by a youth brigade. He praised it. And so now he runs the country because he literally sacrificed his family, who were good people, for nothing to worship communism. Because his father had been a communist and helped get them in power. He was like the number three in the government, but he said, let's not murder all the farmers. Let's not kill the family. And Mao Zedong said, I'm taking orders from the Rockefellers. We're going to kill a large portion of our people. That's the deal. And so you know the rest of the story. And now Xi Jinping sits on top of it because he's one evil monster. He took part multiple times in pillaring his father after he spent a decade in a forced labor camp. Then they would do public humiliations when his father came back, and Xi Jinping would scream and yell and throw things at his father in front of everyone, and the little youth, and then the little 12-year-old girls would run up and spit on him and throw rocks on him, and Xi Jinping would sit there and denounce his father. That's the type of trash that Xi Jinping, he lives on his knees to Satan. And so he's rewarded with being able to kill his own people en masse and spin up that virus with Fauci and all the rest of it. So when we come back, I'm going to respond to what's really going on with the mask and the hijab and the hijab, because that's all any of this is a burqa. And this is a submission. What does Islam mean, submission? Separately, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a solution to tyranny. It's only one part of the overall solution, and it funds the info war. These privacy pockets I have are almost 100% effective. We've tested them out. They're one of the best units out there. Sometimes right up next to a cell tower, it'll still penetrate through and be able to ping your cell phone, track your location, steal your data. Stop Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and their global initiative with the NIH and the UN, WHO, running the contact tracers or beta testing in blue cities. They're going to come with forced inoculations as early as next year. They already got your data. The apps are already on your phone, whether you take them off or not. Google and Apple admit they're doing it together 4 months ago. Everything is tracked. And so when you put your phone in this, it's a way to control it. It's a way to not let it run your life. It's a way to not let it dominate you. And it slips right in your pocket. It's a thin Faraday cage. They have units out there that are similar to this one or the same unit they're selling for $35 online. Amazon sells them for like $22. And, you know, they always try to have the lowest price. $19.95. These cost us almost $12 a piece. So the $8 comes in to fund our operation. But I want you to get these and get in the habit to think about how evil these cell phones are and how they're Trojan horses and how they literally spy on us and control us. And then start thinking about the features and the functions and how even when you turn off the tracking, it's still doing it. That's admitted. So you take control, except when you want to use the phone or take photos or do something. And then it makes you think about, I'm being tracked. I'm being controlled. They lied to me about that. They now admit it. Give it to your children. Give it to your wife, your husband. Give them people at your work and say, hey, when you want to be tracked and followed and when you want to have location services on, you go ahead and take it out of the bag. But when you want to take control of Big Brother and at least take some ground back from the enemy, you put the cell phone in the prison it needs to be in the Phantom Zone. InfoWarsStore.com, the best price, the highest quality units, $19.95 with your privacy pockets. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day.
that we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing. And admittedly, with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps, people realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Alex Jones coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. Here's the Zero Hedge headline. The exodus begins. It actually began a long time ago. Joe Rogan is leaving L.A. for Texas. Maybe he's already here. Because he wants a little bit more freedom. He had a New York Times writer on, and they discussed it. Then they got into wearing masks. It all ties together. I'm going to get into that right now. Think about this. In Iran, in Saudi Arabia, in Sudan, in more than 20 countries, women have to fully cover their faces and wear burqas, full beekeeper suits. In the other countries, they just have to partially cover themselves up because, you know, a woman showing herself is very evil if another man sees it. Now they have a movement in Iran where women take them off and they get arrested. They even get shot. They even get killed. But see, that's because a woman's dirty, she's bad, she deserves it, I guess, under Sharia law. The left thinks that's really fashionable and cool, and all these big leftist stores, you show hijabs and the burkini for women cover up their whole bodies to go swimming. But now, because we're all dirty and can have the evil COVID, we all have to cover ourselves because Fauci, who's been wrong about everything and totally lied to us, he says so, and because the head of the UN says it's only getting worse, it's never getting better. So that's where all this is going, and police are brutalizing people in New York, in places like Miami, Florida, all leftist areas, if they don't wear their new little sign of submission. Islam means submission. Well, I'm not submitting to Islam or to the NIH or any of this, but you know the WHO head is a communist Islamicist on top of it, and they know this is a sign of total control and slavery. So, boy, never thought it'd come here. Now they're saying the masks are basically permanent. I played that clip in a special Saturday show, but you can pull it up. WHO head says lockdown will never end. Trump said Fauci'd have us shut down for years. He said 2.5 million would be dead. It's 150,000. Most of them died of other diseases. I heard a five-year-old died. My wife was sitting there. I said, let me guess. It says he had underlying conditions. Yeah, it says multiple underlying conditions. Then you test false positive. Most of them are false positive. It's incredible. So we have to challenge this. But here is the mask Nazi. It's up on InfoWars.com. Woman maces couple with their children not wearing mask while eating at a park. I've been in restaurants in Austin now where women come in hijabs and they're eating spaghetti under it like this. What a clown show. But now there's a crazy woman at a park in San Diego, a good liberal, where they submit. And this is what she did to the family, daring to go outside. Here it is.
What are you doing? You cannot be serious. You just maced him. You just maced him and their food because you disagree. Don't worry, I'm videotaping. Don't worry. I'm not going.
That is not okay.
Not okay.
You can't treat people like that.
What's wrong with you, lady?
That is wrong.
You mace my kids, you're getting your ass beat. I don't care who you are.
It's okay, guys.
They want that power. They want that control.
Don't worry, I got it. You weren't defending yourself, lady. And I've got this.
Did she hurt her?
I didn't do anything.
But see, they say, you're bad, you're all suspect. And so they're going to come literally spray your food like the Wicked Witch. She's hiked her leg on you. Now, let's shift gears. Joe Rogan had Joe DeCina of the New York Times on. And he's talking about, I'm coming to Texas. I heard Davy Crockett's coming to Texas sometime, too. He already got there. Sorry. And then they get into, oh, Texans are wearing their masks now. Well, yeah, in Austin, because it's basically L.A. And there's $2,000 fines if a business doesn't have people do it. $500 for citizens. It's totally unconstitutional. It's got medical waivers in there, but nobody tells you that. If you say you have anxiety or whatever. It's totally ineffective. All the studies show it. But notice the New York Times guy goes, oh, Texas got reality. Texas figured it out, and they're wearing their masks now because it's so serious. You mean they're doing 100 times the testing, and the tests are fraudulent on record? I played a report earlier where the CDC admits it's not COVID. It's any type of viral or bacterial infection they're now saying picks it up. The test is a fraud. But we just barrel forward with it. They're counting people that died of other things in it. It's 20-something times less than what they said would die. But notice, it's never-ending, though. It's not the 15 days. The hospitals weren't filled. It's forever. Because once you let a group take over like this, they never turn loose. We have a medical global tyranny. This is the UN running this, telling us we must follow what the UN says. Oh, that's not WHO approved. A communist. The guy that heads up the WHO is an admitted communist. Bill Gates is financing it all on record. I'll show you something after this Joe Rogan clip. But here, let's go ahead and roll the clip. With Joe talking about he's coming to Texas. Here it is.
And what's the story? You moving?
I'm out of here.
Yeah. When do you leave?
Soon.
Yeah. Texas, sir?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Texas.
I got a farm in Vermont.
Yeah.
It's a little cold.
No, it's cold. I just want to go somewhere in the center of the country,
yep.
Somewhere it's easier to travel to both places, and somewhere where you have a little bit more freedom. Also, I think that where we live right here in Los Angeles is overcrowded. And I think most of the time that's not a problem. But I think it's exposing the fact that it's a real issue. When you look at the number of people that are catching COVID because of this overpopulation issue, when you look at the traffic, when you look at the economic despair, when you look at the homelessness problem that's accelerated radically over the last 6, 7, 10 years, I think there's too many people here. I think it's not tenable. I don't think it's manageable. And I think every job of it. I think there's like certain things you're going to have to deal with when you have a plus people.
It's too many people.
It's too many people.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think where you're living is probably the perfect way to do it.
It's 500 people.
That's nuts. But then you got those dudes yelling at you, where's the deer? You don't understand the language.
I could go on. We could do hours of the negatives of a small town.
Oh, yeah, there's negatives. Everybody knows your business.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what you're doing, where you're going. You know, there's pros and cons to everything. But I think you have a better opportunity at more pros when there's less folks.
I agree. Yeah. So small town Texas, or?
Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
I got ideas. Nice. Jamie's look at him. He's all excited.
It doesn't affect the business.
No. We're just going to do it from there. But that's the other thing is Texas has comedy. They have stand-up comedy. I haven't been doing, but I did one weekend in Texas while all this was going on.
Mm.
It was the first weekend I was able to do stand-up. But then my friends were in San Antonio, and they got COVID down there. But those knuckleheads were out there talking to people and shaking hands and taking pictures and stuff. And
Texas would be the last stand place to ever wear a mask or not shake a hand.
Wear masks, though. People are wearing masks. Last time I was there.
Well, I think now they're woken up, right?
This is a weird disease, man.
All right. And, you know, I talked to Joe about this, and he said, no, you're the first person to tell me it was man-made, so doesn't that make it deadly? No, it's man-made, so it's a chimera, so it's artificial, so these labs can own it and control it and own the testing for it, and it's all a fraud. And we've detailed this. Here's an example right here. Sinclair, bigger than Fox News, thousands of stations across the country, says it will postpone and rework segment featuring conspiracy theory about Fauci with the Eric Bolling Show. I personally sent Bolling articles about this last few months. He knew all about it already. And what did he cover? NIH.gov. NIH lifts funding pause on gain-of-function research with coronaviruses. Dr. Fauci backed controversial Wuhan lab with U.S. dollars for risky coronavirus research at Wuhan lab. Newsweek. Newsweek. Look right there. That's Newsweek. New Scientist. Lab-made coronavirus triggers debate. Obama and Fauci transfer weaponized coronavirus chimera from bats to China to 2015. This is the reality to Joe's guest, the New York Times. The cases are skyrocketing. The deaths are going way down. I predict they'll go spiking again when the numbers come in at the end of the month, because July is when the new doctors and nurses come in for their residencies, and they call it the July effect. I get into real statistics, real information, real research. It was a major scientific scandal that our government said, we've got to make it illegal. The scientist told Obama, you can't have these weaponized coronaviruses in our labs. So he just took it to China. And Fauci ran it with Bill Gates. Look up who funded Wuhan. And now Sinclair is under criticism for this. And they go, oh, we'll rework it or won't air it. And I just showed you Newsweek, NIH, New Scientist. I could show you 100 more. Was a major, major controversy. But since when is Oliver Darcy, the guy that brags he helped get me banned off the internet, since when is that rat, that possum, the guy that goes around and decides what can be on air and what can't? Infowars.com, Newswars.com. This full show will be posted to Bandot Video. Please promote all our local stations. Thank the local sponsors. Become a sponsor. But realize the globalists are fighting to keep us from getting out. But thanks to you, the broadcast is actually exploding. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now. Spread those live links.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.